Eastern Sierra Now here. This is Jesse Steele. You know, there's just nothing that happened this weekend. Nothing exciting at all. There was no controversy. There was no drama. There was nothing at all. Absolutely nothing worth talking about. So I guess we'll just sit here in silence. Because we don't actually have footage to show you. That makes sense. That tied together well, and I didn't mean for that to happen. Okay, so for those of you listeners on whatever side of the fence that you're on, it does not matter to me one way or the other. We tried to film the PJI meeting this weekend, Saturday, at the Calvary Baptist Church. We were asked by multiple community members who did not want to take the chance to go into a room with hundreds of people not wearing masks or having been vaccinated during this current surge of Omicron that we're going through. I'm sure the hospitals thank us for that. So we went masked up, and it was one of only maybe four masks I saw in the whole place. Now, that being said, I've been attacked on this all week. There's a thing called a generalization, people. You can look it up if you want to. I don't have a dictionary in front of me right now. But what it means, in layman's terms, is when you say that not everybody was masking, you mean the majority. So, if somebody that I didn't physically see had a mask on all the way across the gymnasium from me and they were hidden behind 10 people and a plant, well, that doesn't prove that everything I say is completely wrong. What it means is I didn't see you, and I was making a broad generalization. And my generalization was I saw about four masks all evening, and there was at least 250 people there. I'm really awful at judging sizes and distances. So even if it's something as like 6 inches, you know, well, I'm like, oh, that's nine. I'm not going to get into that joke right now, people. I know where you were going, and keep your mind out of the gutter. But that is the truth. I am very awful at sizes and distances. And so on my live stream, I said there's about 100 to 150 people. People have been reaming me for 2 days about that now. There was at least 250. Okay, well, any more than five people that are unmasked in a situation like that not only goes against mandate, but was unhealthy. So anyway, let's get to the point of what I'm trying to get to. So I showed up. Sat down in the audience. I was ready to live stream it for all the people that asked me to, as well as we wanted to be able to stream it for Eastern Sierra Now. Our intentions, you may ask. 100% above the board, we have no intentions whatsoever of trying to make somebody look bad, trying to make somebody look crazy, trying to make somebody look stupid. We've never done that before in the past. We never will now. We had the mask mandate controversy, which I'll get into in a minute, back with the school board meeting last year. I think it was June. I don't recall when it was. But what happened was we were accused of doctoring the video that we aired to make the speakers look crazy and, I don't know, stupid or something. I don't know what they thought our problem was. Well, that's not true. It's not like we cut it up. Have you ever seen that Simpsons episode where they're trying to make it look like Homer touched the babysitter on the butt or something, and he's trying to grab the candy out of the jar or on the side of the car door, and he's like, sweet candy. And so then the news cut it up, so it's like, sweet can. Like he's saying an appropriate thing. Well, that's, in my mind, that's what's going on here. What, you think I'm going to chop up all your words so that you sound like a robot saying, like, I think that Hitler is right, or whatever, you know, that's ridiculous. You know, I'm going a little off topic here. I just want to point out that that's ridiculous. You know, there is another way to go about doing this would be if somebody was to say something like, I'll just make something up off the top of my head. So here's the thing. I don't really think this, but imagine if I was to say children should be eaten by vampires because it's the only way to keep the world safe from Cthulhu, the magical beast, right? I didn't really think that, but what if I was to say that? Okay, now, if I was to take that audio and get rid of the beginning where I say, I don't really think this, and get rid of the end where I say, I didn't really think that, then it looks like Jesse Steele just made that comment about babies being eaten by vampires. So I understand that that might be the stance that was being taken on that. So that's why we aired the entirety. We realized that, okay, just showing clips, people can then come back and attack. Because the truth is, when you see it, that was pretty ridiculous. The audience was very unruly. No one had respect for any of the doctors and nurses and teachers and the people that deserve our respect and have the knowledge to give us this information. They just kept screaming fake news and liar and lie, lie. And it was, come on, that's not what this is about. That's not how adults act. And that was ridiculous. And I will stand by that. I don't care if people think that I did something wrong there. We aired the video entirety, every bit of what we had, and showed that we didn't doctor anything. We just cut out the parts where people are taking their seat and they're calling the next person and then they're bringing that person up. So, okay, we aired it and we learned our lesson. From here on out, when we film public events, especially things of this nature, we learned our lesson. We'll just air the whole thing. That's why I took a phone and a setup so that I could live stream to Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, all of that for the event on Saturday. The goal was hit go, let everyone at home watch the event, and then hit stop. I wasn't even going to speak on there. And one way that I could prove that is if you watch my video, you see how nasty my beard is. I didn't trim it up or anything. If I knew I was going on TV, I'm a little bit vain. I would have got my act together. So I then was told by Josh Nicholson, who we found out later that night is a hopeful for third district supervisor, that we were not allowed to film or stream. And when I asked him why, he said, because if anybody wanted to be there, they should have come. And they wanted people to come to the meeting, not watch it from home. Well, logic dictates there that watching it from home is the safe place to be, because the people who disagree with the Free Eastsiders and the people in that room are the ones that are afraid of being in public because they're afraid of a virus. So the problem is, just because the people in that room aren't afraid and they think everybody else is stupid for being afraid, it doesn't negate the fact that the people at home are afraid. And you have to respect that and give them that space. So you needed to offer a situation. If your message is so important that it needs to get out there and it's such a big deal, you need to make sure that works. Well, that's the press's job. That's what we do in the media, whether it's us, Sierra Wave, KIBS, Annual Register, The Sheet, anybody. That's our job. We get the information. We give it back to you the best that we can. That's the goal. And with Eastern Sierra Now in particular, the goal is to stay unbiased and in the middle. When I live streamed, was I pissed off? Yes, I was pissed off. I just got told that the press couldn't be there in a town hall event, something that was labeled as a public meeting, town hall. What that means is multiple sides are going to be shown about a subject. People are allowed to talk and the press can cover it. So I show up and I'm told I can't do it. Okay, and what I was told was they, I say with air quotes, alluding to PJI and Brad Dacus, wanted to not have this videoed. So I said, well, why? And he said, well, you know, because they wanted people to be here, not watching it at home, so we're just not allowing videoing. So I'm like, okay, well, I have to give people a reason, because there's people at home waiting for me to go live right now on this. So I went outside and I explained what was going on and that I thought that was crappy and that that's not very trustworthy and quite shady, if you ask me, because a situation that's labeled as a town hall that you're not allowing the press to videotape or be a part of, seriously. So you can't blame me for being distrusting of that situation. So I went back in. And what I saw was verbatim. Clearly, the guys memorized it. Brad Dacus has a speech that he gave at the Prop 8 protest in 2018, where he is talking about the church not rising up against the Nazis, and it led to the bombing, as well as distrust of Germany to this day. So he's alluding to the fact that if the church doesn't rise up against gays and gay marriage, then America will be bombed and not trusted. That's what that analogy said. I don't care who says, well, this is what he meant, and this is what it was. Sure, I'm sure he doesn't mean gays or Nazis. I'm 100% positive. You know, and Brad Dacus, if you even hear this video, give me a call. We'll talk about this, and I'll see exactly what you meant. I'm positive he doesn't mean that. But the problem is, if you allude to Nazis or Hitler in any way, you're alluding to the greatest evil that we in our recent generations have ever known. So you instantly are sent, you might just be saying, oh, you know, it's an organized thing where people goose step. I don't mean Nazis, I mean whatever. But if you allude to any group, especially a minority group, like gays, transgenders, any LGBTQ plus community member, and you say Nazi, you're implying that they are evil and the people saying the analogy are not. And that's just a fact. I'm tired of arguing with people about this. It's been 2 days constantly. Oh, you're a bad journalist and you're bad. No, we're not. The article we posted was a fantastically written article, and it should be read by everybody because that's how it went. It links to the different things we're talking about, the different things Dacus was talking about, actual proof about what he was saying. And if you take your time to take off your, I don't know what you'd even call it, twisted, bunched up underwear, whatever, and actually read the article, you would see most of it is very positive towards Brad Dacus and PJI as well as the Free East Side. It's saying this was a very good situation. They're preaching compassion. They're preaching tolerance. They're preaching this. What I was pissed about was the part I saw about the Nazi thing because it was very inappropriate and it irked me the wrong way. That's that. Well, now we've been attacked for everything here and there. So this is where we get into the point of what I'm ranting on about today. And I apologize for those of you listeners that have to hear this. And this is the last time I'm going to do this because I'm super tired of dealing with this back and forth. We've been accused of deleting comments, deleting people, being bad journalists, slanted journalism, lying, so many things, none of which are true. I've never deleted a comment in my life. In fact, when I worked at the other guy's place, that was part of their plan, was deleting comments. And I stood firmly against it and said that should never happen. The public is why we have this job. I started Eastern Sierra Now because I didn't agree with other platforms and how they were doing local news. So my thought was unbiased in the middle. Does that mean that Jesse isn't going to have opinions? Of course not. Does that mean that Ella isn't going to have opinions or anybody else that works for us in the future? No, of course not. I'm going to come on and say my opinion. You hear on my podcast, if you're hearing me do it right now, that's fine because I'm a human being. I'm allowed to have thoughts. Eastern Sierra Now is not that. That place is an open forum for anybody to speak. And if you want to have bad comments saying how I'm a shithead or whatever you want to do, that's fine. Don't care. Go ahead. That's the point. It is an open place for the community to get their knowledge and their information about events that happen. That's why this whole thing irks me so bad, because my intention was to let the Eastsiders, Free Eastsiders, get their information out there, because it seems like everybody else has blocked them. Nobody's allowing things to happen, at least the things that I've read. And I think they're playing the victim card a little bit much on that as well, which you'll see in a second when I read you this article. So because we weren't allowed to film it, I just went live. I went outside and I talked and I said, this is what's going on. They're not allowing us to film. Regardless of what's being said in there, that's shady. That's not okay. And that should not happen. That was what I said. And I'll stand behind that. That's true. I don't care who says that, who we're talking about. Some organization that I firmly stand behind could not allow filming in a public event. And I will say the same thing because I believe in the First Amendment more than anything. Freedom of speech, freedom of ability to have meetings, freedom of religion, freedom of press, freedom, all of that is covered by everything here. I'm kind of getting into my article by saying stuff that I just wrote. So what I'm going to do is just read you this article so I can get it out exactly the way that I wrote it. And we can go from there. If you're still sticking around at this point, I appreciate it. Sorry for the rant. This has just been ridiculous and is being attacked from all different angles when the intention was to help. So you'll see in a second. Let me read I'll read this article for you. And here we go. So it looks like the PJI meeting will be aired after all. For a quick recap, Saturday night, January 15th, the Free Eastsiders and Calvary Baptist Church and Bishop invited a speaker, Brad Dacus, from the group Pacific Justice Institute. PJI has been accused as being an anti-LGBTQ plus hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center, and was in town to discuss ways to use religious exemptions to get around county mandates on masking. Now, another thing before I get into the rest of the article I want to say about that, Southern Poverty Law Center, they could be a hate group. They're just a group. This isn't the FBI saying these people are a hate group. And then that being said, PJI is going against them saying that they're a hate group and they're terrible and then we got to stop them and whatever. Who knows who's right? That's the point of the press. You can see who said what and how things went down, and then you get to decide who's right in that situation. So by no means is this saying FBI is after them, they're a hate group or whatever, because they're not. This is another group saying that they're a hate group. That being said, that's what makes news. So when I hear there's a group that's been accused of being a hate group coming into town, just like all the other journalists around here, we are salivating for that because we want to see why they're called a hate group. We want to film it. We want proof. We want to know why in our little town of Bishop, this has happened. So we're there to film that for that. That has nothing to do with believing in East Side, Free East Side. That has nothing to do with vaccines, mandates. It has to do with this is some news, and we need to get that out there. Okay, I'm going to move on. Eastern Sierra Now wrote two articles on the meeting and can be found at easternsierranow.com. As we showed up to the meeting that was labeled as a town hall and open to the public, we were asked politely not to film, stream, or take pictures of the event. In confusion, we asked why, and what about the people at home that couldn't make it? We were told by Josh Nicholson, Free East Sider, and 3rd District Supervisor Hopeful that they wanted them to come to the event, not watch it from home. Well, since we had been asked by numerous people to stream the event due to worry about their own safety and didn't wish to be in a room with hundreds of unmasked people during the uptick in the Omicron variant spread, we admittedly were a bit peeved. Why would they want to hide an event they claimed was magnificent and informative, but also an event where two people announced their candidacy for office, Vetter for sheriff and Nicholson for 3rd District Supervisor? Jesse Steele live streamed, this is me, you know, at this point. So everybody involved in Eastern Sierra Now kind of got in on this this letter here. And so I didn't want to put myself as my, because I don't want this as my opinion. So we're just going to say Jesse Steele from here out, even though I am the one reading this. Jesse Steele live streamed on Facebook from the parking lot and let people watching know what he heard and what happened to the video we promised, admitting multiple times that he only saw 20 minutes of the meeting and he didn't like what he heard. A verbatim diatribe by Dacus explaining his statement from this Prop 8 protest in 2008, where he made a comparison to gay marriage and Nazis in WW2 Germany, and how the church didn't speak up then, and it led to the bombing and discreditation of Germany. Steele was also confused why Dacus was talking about LGBTQ politics in a meeting about mask mandates. The two do not go together. That was pushing of an agenda. So, back to the letter. Steele went on to preach about inclusion, acceptance of others' opinions, and thinking outside of your own opinions. Also, airing his worries about the power of speeches like that in a like-minded group mentality setting. Steele later found out Dacus was preaching the exact same thing inside the building. The irony is not lost on us. Steele assured our viewers that he would post the full write-up later. Around midnight, we had a basic play-by-play. The next day, around noon, we posted the full write-up of the events and we heard them. The article has been praised for towing the line and just giving facts and linking to other articles about PJI and Dacus. It was very respectful to the Free East Siders and their beliefs about vaccines and masking. Many journalists from other organizations reached out to us to inform us of such. Steele would also like to take this time to say he knows he isn't always right. And I'll say that. I don't need to say Steele. I would like to take this time to say I know I'm not always right. And I could have been misconstrued by Dacus's words. Maybe I didn't hear, like my analogy earlier today, maybe I didn't hear the beginning and the end. And he said something when I wasn't in the room where he was saying this is not what happened. But what I know is the story I heard him saying was alluding that gays and gay marriage were like Nazis in Germany during WW2. I've had many people actually call me to tell me that's not what he meant, and that's great. But the problem is it's just a poor analogy. You never use Nazis or Hitler as an analogy for anyone unless you mean it. That's the problem with that. It's also really easy to go back and say, oh, I didn't mean that back then, but you said it. So that was my take on that. So I'll move on to the rest of this. The power of video and media is what's at stake here. Not allowing proof is the problem here. Not that we disagree or agree. So what I mean by that is I'm not mad that somebody disagrees with me. 100% everybody disagrees with me. We're all humans. We all disagree with each other. I have so many views on the right, so many views on the left. You know, I piss off all my friends. You know, that's how it goes. You know, I'm also very open and able to listen to other people's views and get along with them. And any of you that know me or know somebody that knows me, ask them. I'm not very political and I'm not very combative. I'm very good at just being in the middle with people. And that's where I stand, and that's where Eastern Sierra now stands. So the problem is not allowing proof, not allowing it to be filmed by anyone means you can't prove whether this was bad or this was good. You can't show the faces of the people in the crowd that are not wearing masks. That's probably the truth of why this wasn't done, because it is a mandate. I know it's not a law, but it is a mandate. That is still something that you are supposed to do. I'm sorry. I'm not saying I agree with the mandate. I've never once said I agree with the mandate. I hate masks. I'm a chubby guy. It's difficult to wear a mask. I hate it. I'm not sure the coronavirus or Omicron is as deadly or dangerous as it's been touted through the government. I don't like the government. I hate big government. I absolutely agree on those points. So I don't disagree with Free East Side. I don't disagree with anyone a part of that or what they stand for. What I disagreed with in the video was the analogy about gays being Nazis. That's what I disagreed about. And that's what I was saying. But of course, the same thing Dacus did is what I'm doing now. Dacus was lumping in his anti-gay beliefs with, oh, by the way, we all hate COVID, right? Yeah, COVID. So we're all the same in here. We all hate the same stuff, right? That's what was happening. So with this, with me saying, I don't like that analogy, and I think that is not okay, and I'm really irked by this situation, everybody then thought that meant that I hate the Free East Side, and I believe in masking and all and this stuff. I believe in safety. I believe in keeping those of us that need it safe, and I think if there's a mandate, you follow it, because that's what we do in this country, is follow our laws and our mandates. That being said, I never once said anything against that, but I'm being attacked for that, and that's kind of the point. So let me get to the real point here. God, this is going to be the longest episode ever. I'm so sorry, guys. So we found out this morning that Sierra Wave KSRW 92.5 is being allowed to air audio coverage of the event. The audio was provided to Sierra Wave to air unedited in its entirety by Free East Side, with a note to members that said, KSRW is the only station willing to give the Free East Side group the time of day, and they appreciate them for that. They also mentioned that they should all give positive feedback to KSRW for their bravery, for airing the audio, and that they are thanked for their unbiased reporting. You've got to be kidding me. So we showed up trying to be unbiased. We showed up ready to just air this as it is. For weeks now, I've had friends in the Free East Side trying to talk to the leadership saying, hey, go to Jesse. Let Jesse talk to you. He will be unbiased. He will not cut your stuff. He wants to get your stuff out there. And then this is what it is. So this just straight up slander sent out to make it look like the rest of us are bad. And I'm speaking for everybody, not just Eastern Sierra now. There's a lot of news services in this valley that very much would like to have that footage. But okay, let's just give it to Sierra Wave. It was a private event, so they can do whatever they want with. But in the future, Free East Side, when you label something as a town hall, understand what that means. Okay, moving on. Not only has Eastern Sierra now been in negotiations with members of the Free East Side group to unbiasedly air their information or give them a platform for the view for weeks, but we actually show up to the event to live stream it. It doesn't get more unbiased than that. You cannot edit or misrepresent live streamed footage. It's live. And they forbid us, remember? Sierra Wave didn't even show up. How can you be unbiased when you don't even show up? The sheet was there. Eastern Sierra Now was there. Now, I personally didn't see any other sources, but I'm sure they were represented, because I cannot assume that KIBS or the In Your Register would choose to skip this event. Mammoth Times, anybody. This was a big event. I'm sure somebody was there. I just didn't personally see them. All I saw was myself and Ted Carlton. So, but one thing we do know for a fact is Sierra Wave was not there. That was confirmed from many sources. So while we do feel singled out and arguably disappointed, that is only because we have been trying and tried last Saturday night to do exactly what they wanted. Instead, here we are, being blasted for bad reporting when all we did was be prevented from doing our job. But all that being said, our interest is always and foremost on the truth and getting facts out to you, the public, all of you, not just those that we agree with. Freedom of the press is covered in our First Amendment for a reason, to ensure information can be gained by all who seek it, never hidden or monitored. We believe in that reason, so regardless who the press is. Congress shall make no law respecting establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Every issue on the table right now is protected in that one amendment, our first and greatest. We here at Eastern Sierra Now stand for the right to everything mentioned in the First Amendment. That includes Free Eastside's right to exclude us, to promote religious exemptions on county mandates, and to meet to discuss any issue they choose, including going against official mandates. We always will, and we always have. We just want and demand transparency, no shade. The meeting audio will air on Bill Snyder's morning show tomorrow, January 18th at 7 a.m., 8 a.m., noon, and 5 on KSRW 92.5 FM. I promised this would get out, and so at least they're allowing someone to air it. Our only hope is that they stay true to what our intentions were in the first place, transparency and entirety. Don't cherry-pick segments of the meeting. What I read was that they will only be airing the first 10 minutes. So I hope that's not true. I also cannot confirm nor deny that. I just read that. So that could be the case. So just be ready for that is what I'm saying. Back to our ordeal. Our intention was to live stream the event on Facebook. We were accused of doctoring footage of the mask mandate school board meeting last year. The accusation was that we were trying to discredit the anti-mask speakers. We were threatened with lawsuits by people who were unaware that a public event is fair game for recording. We aired the footage in the entirety as we had it. We missed the end due to battery loss. We didn't realize the event was going to go as long as it did, so that was our bad. But what we aired, unedited, showed how unruly, argumentative, and downright nasty members of the audience were towards the doctors, nurses, and teachers that were only there to answer questions for the audience. Well, clearly, unaltered footage was not enough to prove we didn't have an agenda at the PJI event last Saturday because we were forbidden from filming for the public. Our suspicions were confirmed when we were informed by a Free Eastsider that we in particular were not allowed to film due to the misconception that we made them look bad during the school board meeting last year. The permission to allow Sierra Wave to air the meeting further proves that. I noticed that it's only Sierra Wave that's getting it, not everybody else. It wasn't offered to me, that's for sure. We are here to let you know now, not just the Free Eastsiders, but all community members, public officials, or anyone that we ever film for any reason. We at Eastern Sierra Now will never and have never altered, molested, or doctored video, audio, or still photography to change the intention or standing of the subject or message. We do not block comments. We won't block people unless they are presenting a danger to us or our viewers, in which case law enforcement will be involved. And we will never misrepresent anyone, ever. That goes completely against everything we stand for. If you do an interview with us, you're going to get your side out there. It's not up to me to judge you. It's not up to Eastern Sierra Now to judge you. It is up to the public to judge you. That's on you. I can't save you from something if what you say is different, but I will give you the place to do it, and I will give you the respect to do it courteously. So, we have been accused of bad journalism, being slanted, and lying in the past 2 days, all because we didn't agree with the message being given by a speaker not from our community. I'm going to say that one more time for those of you that are against me on this that happen to be listening to this right now. A speaker not from our community. I didn't attack Free East Side. I didn't say, oh, the Josh Nicholson said this and I don't like him. I don't know him. Of course, I don't know him. I don't like him. I don't not like him. If I ever met him, I'm sure it'd be fine. He seemed really nice. He came up. He was very polite to me when he said he didn't want me to film. It just wasn't right, in my opinion. But he wasn't a jerk, you know, and I would gladly sit down and have coffee with him and discuss anything. It never met, and I will 100% be unbiased and give him respect. I'm very tired of all this attack from people that go start your own news service. See how that goes. You know, it's really easy to be a troll. So anyway, again, not from our community. Somebody I disagreed with, not from our community. And I didn't even say I disagreed with everything he said. I disagreed with his Nazi analogy. And I thought that was very poorly timed, inaccurate, and uncool. That's the point. So, quit getting butthurt about something that people don't even, isn't from here. So, we keep going. Comments are just that. Comments. Who cares? We don't. But when we, as well as other news platforms, are being slandered and excluded from something that involves you, our viewers, we have a problem with that. Blocking information to the press is a terrible, dark, and untrustworthy road to travel, especially when your message involves the health and safety of everyone in the community, not just those that believe as you do. When the beliefs you hold, you claim, are reasonable, true, and should be respected, not to mention implemented, the correct thing to do is be transparent about them, especially with the media, all media. Notice, Dacus was completely transparent about his beliefs. We were told they, meaning alluding to PJI, was reserving the rights to not be filmed or photographed. But now I see they, in fact, was the Free East Side group not wanting me to film because they think I made them look bad. Well, that's stupid because that's not true. And I would gladly like to sit down with anybody that thinks that in a public forum filmed and to go over this with you. Because it's true. I only have your best intentions. I promise you that, whether you think that or not. I just don't like being attacked in the last couple days. That's why I sound combative. So, I hate to say fair and balanced because that has been such an attacked phrase in the last bunch of years, but it is what we aim for. Does that mean Jesse, me, or any other writers will never deliver an opinion that goes against someone else's? No, of course not. What it means is our doors are open to all opinions and people that represent those opinions. We will always have respect for those people, no matter the opinion. They will be treated courteously and given the platform to voice their opinions or concerns. We're not CNN. We're not Fox News. We're Eastern Sierra Now. We are a local news station that is more important than anything else media-wise because we're not owned by anybody. We're saying it exactly how it is, and we're allowing you to make up your mind. We're not trying to slant you in any way. Our goal is to always shine a light on all sides so you, the public, can make informed decisions, not me or the reporter writing the story. This whole thing is childish and fruitless. We want to give everyone who wants it a platform and a voice. We do not stand against Free East Side in any way, nor any other group that wants to speak or get their message out. Many of the members are, in fact, our family and closest friends. We will reiterate what I stressed in the live stream Saturday night from the Calvary Baptist parking lot. Having an opinion means you think you're right. Having intelligence means you can prove it. Having wisdom means you know you're both wrong. In this situation, we are both wrong. I'm positive Dacus did not come across as a hate group and probably gave some really good, relevant information, and I wish that I could have seen it. I instead was outside live streaming because I had committed to that, like I was supposed to be doing from inside. So if I wasn't prevented from that, every bit of this would have been out there already. There would be no controversy. There'd be no problem. But instead, by causing that, from as opposed to just saying, hey, Jesse, do you intend to edit this in any way or can you air it the way we want it to be shown? I would have, of course, said air it the way you want it to be shown. This would be fine. So now we're having this huge argument back and forth, which I'm not going to lie. It creates a lot of web traffic for me, so it's really not all that bad. But the fact is, I do not want any issues with anybody as far as this goes. People's opinions are sacred to me, and I think they have the right to air them, and I will fight to the death to stand up for that. So we reiterate and send out not only an olive branch, but also an invitation. If the leaders of the Free East Side group would like to discuss any and all topics with us on film or audio, unaltered in its truest form, from your lips to the audience's ears, you have our microphone and always will. You also have a promise to not knock your beliefs or hinder you in your message in any way. We don't represent your beliefs, or anyone's for that matter, but that is the point of the press. We are here for you to get your message out. We always have been, and we always will be. So let's just cease and desist on this whole fight thing, okay? If we don't agree, that doesn't matter. That's not the point. I don't want to hear that you don't agree with me. It doesn't matter to me. What do you care, someone who's never met Jesse Steele before, whether I agree with you on whether masks should be worn or not? It doesn't matter to anybody whatsoever. So just stop. It does not matter. We will stay unbiased. We will stay unslanted. And if something we do say is biased or slanted, that's our mistake, and we will try to fix it.
That's my point, and that's where this whole thing was. So, if you would like to speak to me, anybody, not just the Free East Side, but Free East Side leadership, come on, I don't want somebody who just thinks that coming and calling me, but leadership of this group, or anybody in any group that you would like to talk, or just get some moments to discuss something on this podcast, I can do it on YouTube, I can do it on the website, there's 100 options for you. We would be more than happy to speak with you. info@easternsierranow.com, please. So remember tomorrow to tune in to Sierra Wave KSRW 92.5 at 7, 8, noon, and 5 for Bill Snyder's morning show. That is when whatever portion of the meeting they're going to air will air. Thank you, guys. That's going to be it for my giant rant today. This has been Eastern Sierra Now, and I will hopefully have some news for you tomorrow. Thanks.